It's called The New Cars.
Brilliant. Okay. Right, down to you, Dad.
Well, I'm more than happy with that here. I think, is there anything else you'd like to talk about, Kazim?
No.
Oh, I have one question for you.
Sure.
I've got loads more.
Oh, you've got loads more? Well, do you want to do a few more?
Well, the Joan Jett.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
I love playing with Joan. Joan is... there is no one that does what Joan does. She is the only one.
Is that a mercy or...
Well, and it actually, you know, I mean, there have been copy girls. There have been, like, Suzy Quatro was one of the originals.
Absolutely.
And then there were probably a few others, but the Runaways was, I think, the first punk all-girl punk band that became successful. And then, obviously, Joan had a huge hit with I Love Rock and Roll after she left the Runaways. And... you know, we're all that New York, there's a New York vibe and a clique, even though Joan is from the West Coast originally. I've known Joan since the early 80s, and Tommy Price, who's a very, very good friend of mine, was working with her, and she needed a bass player again, and I, you know, I just jumped at the chance to work with her, and then for 3.5 years I was a Blackheart. And
that's
it was one of the better times that I've had.
Why have I got Sean Cassidy written?
Well, Todd produced one of Sean's records called Wasp, and I played bass on it.
Oh right, how was he? What was he like?
Sean's great. He's a really wonderful guy. He's a big time movie and television producer now.
Okay, here's one of my personal questions. In Just One Victory, you know, you are going to do it tonight, aren't you?
Maybe.
It has to be done. It's on
the
album.
It has to be done.
It's on the album, isn't it? Yeah.
If not, I'll throw Rotten Fruit at you. Okay. Okay, because it's one of my faves. But I love it when you and Todd do that hand clapping thing.
Oh, okay.
And miss on purpose.
Yes. And then sometimes one of you will swipe away.
Well, we don't really do that. There's too many people on stage to do that. But we do, there is that part of the song.
Because you did it in the Suits tour. Remember the Suits tour?
Yeah.
And the Camouflage tour. Trust me, I'm a bit of a nerd on
this. Yeah, we always did that song. Yeah.
But that is so good because you're just smiling at each other. And it brings out the feeling of the song. And do you think that's a nice song?
Oh, I love this song. Yeah, it's
a
great song.
Out of all the Utopia songs, which one?
Which song do I like the best? I don't think I really have a favorite.
No, I thought you'd say Set Me Free there.
It would be kind of like saying, you know, if you have 15 children, which one do you like the best?
Yeah, I know.
You
know? I know. We played last week in a build-up to this. We played one of yours. Was it Somebody Love Me? That one.
Feels like someone.
First track on Kazim.
Yeah.
Oh, Someone to Love.
To Love.
That's the one.
We've played that. We've played More Light. You know,
oh, cool.
Talking You Up.
We featured you one night and played songs that you were singing on.
Okay.
Yeah. I wondered which one you sang on that you particularly enjoyed.
My favorite Utopia song that I sang was on Oblivion. It's called I Will Wait.
I know it.
Yeah.
I Will Wait for It Forever.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Utopia song. That
I like the one about Brother John, though.
Trapped.
Poor Brother John.
Yeah. Well, you know, John the Baptist.
Yeah. You're going on to Amsterdam.
Yes.
And is that finishing after Amsterdam?
Yeah, it's a big two-city tour. Yeah.
It's nice to take it easy. So apart from making fruit pies, what else do you do?
Apart from making fruit pies, I kind of just putz around my house and, you know, I'm known to cook dinner. I just run a taxi service for my children, actually.
Oh. I'm sure
you know. Yeah, you know that feeling.
No? Well, you have to really, we have to do something about it.
Kazim, tonight, you're playing at the HMV Hammersmith Apollo. Have you played there before?
Yes, I have.
When?
I played there with Hall & Oates in 1991, I think. Either 90 or 91. And I think I've played there with Todd before.
You have?
Yeah.
Utopia played it, but it wasn't called that. It was called the Hammersmith Odeon.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's always called the Hammersmith, blah, 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 blah. Mm. Yeah.
But it's still always technically the Hammersmith.
Right, though, exactly, yeah.
You know. So after these two gigs, what are your next intentions?
Well, I'm starting a new record, a new solo record, and I should be ready to start recording sometime in the middle of February. There's also a new Meatloaf record that's coming out that I'm probably going to be touring behind with him over the summer. And, you know, my year looks pretty busy.
That's cool.
So, I don't know.
So, have you got to say anything to the listeners of HFM who we have been barraging with
Well,
your
I mean,
music?
I said the same thing all the time, you know, it's, and that's that if it wasn't for you guys, you know, I would be cooking a lot more than I am right now.
You can bring dinner around any time. We are real, you know, big enthusiasts on this, and we've had such good feedback from the stuff we play. We get emails from around the world. Mm-hmm. Our little radio station, mm-hmm. Harbour HFM. Mm-hmm. We have international listeners, uh-huh. and we get emails saying, "Oh man, I can't believe you're playing Utopia," uh-huh. or "I can't believe you're playing the Tubes," or "I can't believe," you know, just stuff like that.
Yeah,
because they can't get it on normal radio,
right.
where everything sounds the same.
Yeah, you know? it's a shame too, because we have a lot of fans, worldwide. Unfortunately, it's a very, very small community. And that's why we don't do more shows in Europe, and that's why we don't go to Japan more often, or Australia, or, you know, or continental Europe, or we don't play in the UK as much. And really, you know, there are certain areas in the United States that we don't really do a lot of work in.
But your fans are hardcore, aren't
Yeah,
they?
Absolutely.
And once a fan, always a fan.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm blessed to have every single one of them. I really am.
Well, that's all excellent. By the way, what was it like in Japan?
I've
never been, so I'm just asking out of nosiness.
It's totally a different world than here. You know, it's as much as it could be any city, it's still the culture and the people and the way they go about things is there's no other place like it in the world. You know, there's no word in Japan for no. They do not have a word that means no. What they do is instead say, "Yes, we cannot do that."
Or, that's yes, a very
that,
good answer.
Yes, that cannot happen. Or, yes, we will not.
Okay, now, Stu, you wanted to ask Kazim more about the record side of things.
Not really. I'm more than happy with... I'd just like to say, Kazim, thank you so much for doing this interview.
Yeah. Not boring.
Thank you very much for doing this. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hi to the great, the one and only, Mr. Kazim Sultan. Thank you, sir. And that'll do me.